The mind is a powerful and often unreliable machine. Sandy was so sure they were going to find Ennis Rafferty in the trunk of the Buick that for a moment he saw the body, a curled, fetal shape in jeans and a white shirt, looking like something a mafia hitman might leave in the trunk of a stolen Lincoln. But it was only overlapped shadows that the two troopers saw. The Buick's trunk was empty. There was nothing there but plain brown carpeting, without a single tool or grease stain on it. They stood in silence for a moment or two, and then Kurt made a sound under his breath, either a snicker or an exasperated snort. "Come on," he said. "Let's get out of here. And shut the damn trunk tight this time, about scare the life out of me."
"Me too," Sandy said, and gave the trunk a good hard slam.
He followed Kurt to the door beside the wall with the pegged tools on it. Curtis was looking back again.
"Isn't that one hell of a thing?" he said softly.
"Yes," Sandy agreed.
"It's fucked up, wouldn't you say?"
"I would, Rook, I would indeed. But your partner isn't in it, or anywhere in here. That much is for sure." Kurt didn't bridle at the word Rook. Those days were almost over for him, and they both knew it. He was still looking at the car, so smooth and cool and there. His eyes were narrow, showing just two thin lines of blue.
"It's almost like it's talking. I mean, I'm sure that's just my imagination.
Damn tooting it is.
But I can almost hear it. Mutter, mutter, mutter."
"Quit it before you give me the willies."
"You mean you don't already have them?"
Sandy chose not to reply to that. "Come on, all right?" They went out, Kurt taking one last look before closing the door.